Vayter in Shasra in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. Bring it up on Nun Chesam Beis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Mazda fellows who finish the second parak and let's begin the third parak. Omer lechaveru, someone says to his friend that save a kiddush liisha plonus. You know, go marry me this particular one. V'holach v'kisha asma. He goes and he swipes her. He marries her for himself. The din is mikudesh l'sheni. She's married to that second guy. Uvichein omer liisha. Similarly, if a guy says to a woman, harei mikudesh l'sli l'achar shloshim yom. You are married to me after 30 days. Uba acher kisha b'tol shloshim yom. Someone comes and marries within 30 days. Mikudesh l'sheni. She's married to the second one. Bas Yisrael. Tochel bitruma, and if she's a Bas Yisrael, then now she could start eating truma. If the second guy was a Kohen, so it's straight up a marriage and everything's great. What happens if a guy comes to a woman and says, marry me me'achshav from now, ula'achir shloshim, and after 30 days. So from now, and after 30 days. Uba'achir v'kitshav v'zol shloshim, if someone else marries in the meantime, that gets complicated. Mekudeshes v'nei mekudeshes, they're married, but they're not married. Bas Yisrael l'kohen, or Bas Kohen l'Yisrael lo tzalcha b'truma. If she is a Bas Kohen and marrying to Yisrael, so I'm sorry, a Bas Yisrael marrying a Kohen, so normally you can go and eat, you could eat truma, or Bas Kohen l'Yisrael, or if she's a Bas Kohen, when she truma her father's health, now it's married to Yisrael, lo tzalcha b'truma, she's not able to marry, not able to eat truma, because it's kind of a quasi-relationship going on over there. The guy says to his friend, you know, go and marry this woman for me. And he goes and swipes and marries herself. Married. Tana. What he did, it works. You're behaving in a way which is trickery. Not a, you know, it's a deceitful type of behavior. V'tana didan. And our Tana, meaning our Mishnah, also goes to that idea. Halach nami dekatani halach beramanos. When it says halach, he went and he did it. What it means to say is he did it in a way where you're acting in a deceitful manner. Not an appropriate fashion. Now, what's interesting to know is that the second parak starts with the words if Omer l'shlucho, someone says to a shliach. Now here we start up by saying Omer l'chaveru, he says to his friend. Why would it says one who says to his friend? Beep, turn the page. Nun tesam alaf. Whatever does it say? Someone who says to a shliach to go marry a woman. Rashi brings down over there. This maishna hasam a perakish mekanis to katani. Omer l'shlucho. Someone says to his shliach, say v'kiddush liisha ploni tamakom ploni. Marry me this woman Shaniqua in Times Square in this place. So halach v'kiddush makom achi, and he marries her in Minnesota. Ainam Kadesh is not married. Maishna Hasam Dinakud Lashon Shlichus. It says Lashon Shlichus Shesholchu L'Sham Kach L'Shem Kach. V'Halcha Nakat Nakat Chaveru Shelo Sholchu L'Shem Kach. Ella Im Yizdamin Lo B'Malkam Ploni Derech Etzla. Only if like happens to be that he's Mizdamin by him in this particular place next to her. Says the Gemara, why is it different? Hacha Rebusa Kamash Malan, Hacha Rebusa Kamash Malan. Both of them are coming to teach you Chidushim. Hacha Rebusa Kamash Malan is coming to tell you what you're saying. He says to his friend, Ditana shlucha, what did you say? Shlucha, that have mean I would thought. Shlucha who bevad dahavi ramoy. It's only shaliach is considered like a ramoy who's acting deceitfully. Disamcha daite, because this being somech das, the person sending him is being somech das on this person to do it. Savar avadli shlichuse. He's thinking, okay, of course he's doing what I asked him to do, and therefore that's an inappropriate, deceitful way when he does it himself. Aval chaveru delo samcha daite, but in his friend, he's not being, he doesn't have smichas das on his friend to do such a thing. It's like the person didn't go, dafka, to go marry this person. He's just saying, if you happen to come, you know, cross path with this particular person on your way, marry her for me. Ema lo lavi ramai, that person's not called the ramai. Kamash Malan's coming to say that Hitaka is a ramai as well, this person behaves like that. Hasam, Rebusa Kamash Malan over there, it's a chiddush also, why? It's coming to teach you to eat, Tana Omer l'chaveru, who said over there, to say to your friend, have been over thought, chaveru hu dekhi kitsha b'makom acher enim kadeshes. It's only his friend who marries her in a different place than where you told her to marry, that's not going to be Gadesh's. He said to do it to his friend. Oh, if you happen to be in Times Square, you know, in Times Square, marry this woman, he does it in France, that's not going to work. The suffered low tarach, because the one who's sending this person would think that he's not going to bother to go find her in a place that I'm not saying, and therefore, it's clear that he's not giving him permission to marry her in any other place other than where he said. Rashi says, the suffer hai mishalech, low tarach, hai shliach, Lebaksha li, Lebak shlech lebakasha li, the makom acher. Only that particular place, and that's where it wouldn't work. Have a shlucha, the tarach, a shliach who would be tarach to go to another place. Maybe say it's just a mara makam where she's actually located. Right? Says im timtena sham kitchenali sham ve'eni matzrichachal makam acher miu im avad avad. But if you go find another place and it works, kamash melon, it's going to tell you even a shliach it wouldn't work as well. Unless he marries Shaniqua in Times Square, exactly where he said. Story time. Ravin Chasida, also the Kudusha Litzel Bebrei, Ravin Chista went to a particular area in order to marry a woman for his son. Kitchen left, in the meantime, he married her for himself. I have a term on a Brisa, Mashal Sosa, Elisha Nogbo, Minogramo, so said it's not a proper way of behaving. How could it be that such a Chasha person would do that? Lo Yavu, Yehavua, Niale, no, because it, they didn't want to give her over to him. Rashi says, they weren't interested in having their daughter married off to this boy. So now there's no problem for him to marry her. So why didn't he at least tell her what's going on? Rashi says, to take away from people looking at him in a way that he's acting in a deceitful fashion. He was worried that someone else was going to take her off the market, so he married her quickly. Next story. He gave money to Rav. Amar said, Zabdan Ali Lai, all right, why don't you go buy this piece of land for me? Also, Sabnafshi, he went and he bought the piece of land for himself. I have a Tanya Mashasa also. Ella Shanogba Minigramos. Okay, he did it, but it's Ramos. How could he be such a person behave in such a way? Bagada Lime Havale. No, these people were very powerful people. I says, Bika Shel Bali Zro. I saw a bunch of hooligans. They just let anybody buy this land from them, and they didn't want. L'Rav no gonna be covered for Rav. They had covered. L'Rav Rabbi Ruchana alone not gonna be covered. They didn't have covered for him, and therefore they wouldn't have sold him the land. You boy let it do. You want to at least tell him beforehand. Someone else is going to come in the meantime. They're going to take the land. So I went to Chaparayim before they lose it. Next story time. Rav Gidol was, you know, going back and forth discussing particular land. Rashi says, Machzor Lelik Nosa. He wanted to buy a piece of land. Also, Rabbi Abba Zabna. In the meantime, Rabbi Abba went and he bought it. Also, Rav Gidol, Kablei the Rav Zera. Rav Gidol, he found about this. He went to Rav Abba, he went to Rav Zera to see what happened. Rav Gidol was trying to buy the land, and Rav Abba swiped it. So Rav Gidol went to complain about this to Rav Zera. Also, Rav Zera, Vakabel, Rav Yitzchak Navcha. Rav Zera went, and he told Rav Yitzchak Navcha. Amalei, Rav Yitzchak Navcha said, Hamtin Achiyalo Tzilin L'Regel, let's just wait until he comes L'Regel. Rashi says, Kishadarshim Hilchus L'Regel, Hayim Mekam Panei Rav. You know, he'll come, he's a Talmud of mine, he'll come around Shal Shugalim, and I'll deal with him. He saw the Kachkei Amalei when he came, finally what happened was, Rav Abba came, Rav Yitzchak Navcha said to him, if you have a poor person, he's trying to deal with a loaf of bread. He's trying to get it from Hefker. Oh, shit. Then a little bit of the Balabai should give it to him. And someone else came in and he swipes it in the meantime. Man, tell me, Mai, what do you say about that guy who does that? That guy's a Russia. How could he behave in such a way? Velamar, why did you do that you swiped the lane when he was looking for it? Amalei says, Lavi Yodana. He said, I had no idea. Rashi says, Rav Gidol Misasagra. I had no clue that he was involved with him. I saw the thing, it's for sale. I walked in, and that's what I did. Hashtag Nami, this is Nami Mari. So he says to him, okay, let's fix it. So give the land to Rav Gidol. Amalei, so Rav says back, Zabuni Lim Zabnino Le. I'm not going to sell it to him. Da'ara Kamaisali, because it's the first piece of land that I sold, that I ever bought. And Velos Misamna Milsa, it's not a good simon to sell the first thing that you buy. Rashi says, "Ain't a siman tov shiim kar adam mekhal rishon." It's not a good thing to do to go and sell your first thing that you ever bought. So I'm not willing to go out and to sell to him. However, e boy b'matan in this clay, if he wants, he can take it as a gift. So Rav Gidol Nachasla, he didn't want to go there. D'chsev v'sana matan tzichya. You know, those who hate gifts will live. He don't want to take a present. You know, he wanted to pay. Rav Abba Nachasla, he wouldn't go down there because mishum dahafik ba. Rav Gidol, because he knew that he was looking into the business. He didn't want to take the land that he was looking into. Nobody went there. Miskaria Arida, Rabbana ended up calling the land of the rabbis. Rashi says, Hefker L'Talmidim. It's for the Talmidim to go out and to use, and that's what it was open for. Zakta next part of Mishnah. V'chein Omer Lishis Gachili. This is talking about the case that says, marry me after 30 days. Someone else comes and swipes in and marries her. The fellow married. Rashi says the Gemara, Lopa Acher V'kitcha B'soch Shol Shamao. Let's say no one else came in the meantime over the 30 days. What's going to be the dinner? A guy says, marry me after 30 days, and and now 30 days passed. Are they married? They both say, yeah, she's married. Even if the money is no longer here, it's already eaten up, it's already gone. Rashi says, even though it's still married. My time, how come? Because these money was given, it wasn't from Milva. Rashi's the name of Mekadis, but Milva in a Mekadis. So we know someone who marries with a Milva, with a loan, is not married. So it's not a Milva, not a loan. It's not left there as you know, some sort of a deposit that is dropping off over there. Rashi says the name of Im Lunish Tyre Bopushal Brut of Divness are left over, then Ainish Mukadesh is not married. Kadama Bisha Makadish Sandaf Bisha Makish Makadish and Dapem Zain. Scatsu Bigodam, Halkamasa Matsaso Shenigna, Shenevad, and Misha Bushabutum Kadesh is not the Nat. It's neither a Milvan, it's not a Pigodon. The Pigodon Lodamu Pigodon Bishusa Damar Kamasakli, because it's not considered like a deposit, because the deposit becomes eaten up while it's still in the possession of the owner. It's still there. Vahani b'shusa didak kamasachli. But this is considered in her at the time that it's eaten up, and therefore they're married. The milvah now made a loan. Milvah lo satan, that's given over as, you know, to be spent. Hani b'toris kedushin of Yinolei, and he's given it over as toris kedushin. Therefore, they are married. Loba acher v'kecha. V'chazraba, but in the middle of the 30 days, the fourth 30 days actually came about. Rashi says, b'soch lamed amra, yevshiben, you know, I'm not interested in being married to you. Ma, what's going to be the din now? Because in day one, he said, marry me after 30 days. And day 15, she goes, you know, I'm not interested. What's going to be the din if she wants to renege after 30 days? She's not able to do it because it already happened. What about in the middle? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chozer, she can go and she can retract. Asi dibur mevata dibur, because words can go and knock off other words, because these words were to get married to me, and the words I'm not interested. Rishal Kashamay and Chozer, she's not able to, because lo asi dibur, words can't come mevatal ma, and lo asi dibur mevata dibur, words are not able to go ahead and be mevatal other words. So that's the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. We know even Mishnah Trumos, it seems to work according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Asi Dibur Mevata Dibur. Esav Yochanan Mishalkish, Bittel, if the owner goes and he sets up a shliach to go take off Truma for him, and then he's Mevatel the shliach. Rashi says, Ha'omer l'shluchot save Trum, go take off Truma for me. V'chazer Bittel, Midios Shluchon, he's Mevatel for him, Mishliach, O b'fanav, O shlo b'fanav, either in front of him or not in front of him. Imat Shlotaram, if he hadn't done the Truma yet, then he's mevatalim. Ain't shumas to truma. Whatever he does after is not going to work. I va'achad dibur v'dibur. It's going to be word and word. V'kasi dibur mevatal dibur. See, words are mevatal dibur. You can do that, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is back. Shining the CS most of that Isha. You can't compare the cases because when you give the money in the Kiddushin, it's different. T'chi ma'isa damu, because giving the money is considered in action. V'lo asi dibur mevatal ma'isa. Words can't come in mevatal action. Rash is v'alfa b'isha lo chalu miyad. Even it's not chal right away. Doesn't take effect. It's still considered a ma'isa to be working after 30. V'hata kari le dibur misham delav ma'isa. The reason we called it dibur before is because it's not a dibur mishum de lav ma'isam. The reason it's called dibur is because not a full on ma'is at the top. But the bottom line is still it's in the realm of ma'isas. Therefore, v'lo asi dibur mevatal ma'isa. But dibur came in mevatal dibur. I am not sure what I just said. I want to say it again. So Rish Lakish says, "Einu chuzes because lo asi dibur mevatal dibur." What he meant is, you can't have dibur to mevatal ma'is over here. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says it is chuzeres because asi dibur mevatal dibur. In this case, is going to be different. Eisvei, but we're not done over here. Still on the attack of Rish Lakish, who is of the opinion that lo asi dibur mevatal dibur. Eisvei, hashleik adisha, someone sends a get to his wife. And he then gets to the shliach before the get actually is given. Rashi says, "Rabusa shmina afal b'shaliyotza acharav l'shem kach el shapagabo." You just happen to meet him in the street. V'amar lahari batel zbatel v'lo aminin litzurei ba'ama komechavin v'achim refreshes bercha shalech. Not just saying just a painter. He gets to before it's given. Osh shalcha harvishes another shliach after him. To mevatel va'amar lo, and he says, "Get shen esatil l'chav batel it's batel harayze batel it's batel." We see that v'hanisin is get liat shliach. Aye, but you put the get in the hand of the shliach. Ready chinasias mos ad ishtam. It's similar to putting the money in the hands of the woman. And v'katane harayze batel. So we see it's like it's dibur acher dibur. It's even dibur acher ma'isa, and it's getting batel mevatel. What are you going to say now? Shlokas says no. Hasam nami. That case also, there was no actually ma'isa. Kol kamed lomata gitaliyada. As long as I didn't get into her hands yet, dibur v'dibur says dibur. Dibur and asidim mavata dibur. Words can be mavata words. I'm not arguing with that, but words can't be mavata words that come along with the maisa, and that's what happens when it's a woman's case, and therefore it doesn't work. Hey, Svei Reish Lakish of Yochanan. We flip it the other way. You of Yochanan says that Asi Dibur, Mavato Dibur, and therefore the marriage should be null and void. If she wants to do that by the case of the marriage, Agarakasha. Kolakim Yodan Lide Tomasa Machshava. All Kalim can become Tame, become Muksha Lakabo Tuma, just through thought. Meaning to say, a Kli that's not completely completed. In other words, someone's a potter and he's making a cup and he hasn't yet finished it. If he didn't finish yet, then it can't be Makabo Tuma. Only once it's finished can be Mekabel Tumah. And if the guy who's making it decides, you know what, I'm not adding any more. I'm finished at this state right now. As soon as he says that he's done with it, even in his mind, it's considered a Kli and it becomes Tameh. Vein olam yad tumasan, midei tumasan, ela b'shina maisa. But once it becomes Tameh, you can't say, you know what, I changed my mind. It actually, you have to do some sort of change over here. And that is, Rashi says, she'asa b'maisa l'kil kalem, she's b'em, you break it, ayin kevem, you make a hole in it, v'chein ad shalui kabelu tumah, Ain olin mitoras kabbalas tama sheyardu malshavazu elabishina maisa ad sheyaskil loshuf l'shabeitz ligor. And even if you just had mind that it should become roi kabbalas, we can't get out of that state until there's some sort of act that's done. They don't leave it until shina maisa. Beep. Turn the page. Nuntes amabez. What do we see over here? Maisa motzi miad, maisa miad machshava. An action can take something out of an act or a thought. Machshava in motzi lo miad, maisa lo miad machshava. But just a thought can't take something out of an action or a thought. Bishlama miad, maisa lo mafka. Okay, it makes sense that a thought is not going to take out of something out of an action. But it should take it out of a machshava. So it should be a dibur shemivato dibur. But it doesn't say that works. Therefore, it goes against you, Rav Yochanan. Says Gemara, no. Rav Yochanan says back, shiny machshava de tuma. You can't compare that of tuma, dechi maisa dami. Because a thought of creating something that is completed and saying, I'm done with this cup, is compared to an actual maisa, and therefore a later thought's not able to just get rid of it. Just the actual thought of having done is like a maisa finishing off. Rashi says, Rachmana kari maisa, d'chsev, v'chiyitein, v'haynu b'yadayim, av'afagav de b'machshava ba'almahu, d'afilu naflu m'meila v'nechalei have hechsher mikr kiyutan. As we're going to explain right now, Gukidra Papa, this goes in the world of Rav Papa, that what? That the thought which creates something to become Tameh is considered like an action. The Rav Papa Rami says, we have a problem. Ksev ki yiten. It says in the Torah the words ki yiten, which means if he shall place. Now, the full pasuk is v'chi, well, the way we read it is actually not v'chi yiten. We read it in the Torah as v'chi yutan. It's spelt as v'chi yiten, but we read it v'chi yutan. The pasuk is v'chi yutan mayim al zera v'nafam nivlasam alav tamehu lachem. And if water is put on a seed, so you have a seed, and now water gets on it, what's known as the zayim, one of the seven liquids, yachach adam, one of them is water, it now becomes susceptible to tuma, and any part of the carcass, and that means to say that if any species of sheretz falls on it, then it becomes tame. Ksiv chiyutan ukarinan kiyutan. But we read it as chiyutan, which means if it shall be placed. The mashmos of chiyutan is that when it becomes wet in any event, which means even if the owner doesn't even know about it in the first place, still that's the case. How can we put this together? Chiyutan dumya d'chiyitan. We say that food, in order for food to be muksha l'kabel tumah, it's susceptible to become a tumah, it has to be v'chi kiyutan, which is similar to kiyitain. Ma yitain denichale, just like ma yitain denichale, just like is something in Nicha you want to happen. Av Yutan Nichale is something Yutan also is to be the Nichale. So here we see just a person's wanting something to be is already enough to make it Mukshu L'Kabel Tumah, and therefore we're learning from this Rapapa Shtickel that the thought which creates something Mukshu L'Kabel Tumah is considered like a Maisa. So don't try to knock me out, says Rav Yochanan. Although we have enough that we have actually seen this machlokas. Zvid Masil Hoshmaite Aha, he explained as follows. V'chein he shenosna reshus l'shlucha l'kadish, and so l'kadsha, let's say a woman gave a shliach to go and accept kedushin for her. V'hol chahiva kitchas atzma, she goes in the meantime and she marries herself.
to somebody else. So she goes, here, you go marry me to that guy, Bob. In the meantime, before, you know, we'll see before after. In the meantime, she goes and she marries Dave. Imshallah Kadma, if she did it for Kadmu, she did it first, Kiddusha Kiddushin, she's married. Imshal Shlucha Kadmu, then Ain Kiddusha Kiddushin or Kiddushin is actually nothing. Lo Kitchas Atzvah Chazaba, if the woman who the agent set up the Shliach, who set up the Shliach, didn't do this, but rather, let's try the sentence again. Lo Kitchas Atzvah, she doesn't marry herself off, and the Chazaba, she decides to change her mind. About the original shlichas that she sent out. Rashi says, "Bein b'fnei shliach, bein shel b'fanav, in front of her, not." Ma'u, what is going to be the din? Rav Yochanan Omer chazeres, she can go back on it. Rish Lakish Omer, einu chazeres, she can't go back on it. Rav Yochanan Omer chazeres, because osi dibur matad dibur. Rish Lakish Omer einu chazeres, lo osi dibur matad dibur. Okay, now we see something which seems to go and which backs up Rav Yochanan Shita that osi dibur matad dibur. Eser Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Bitel, if the owner who owns a certain field and he set up a shliach to go out and take truma off him, and then he's mavata the shliach, imach lotar bitel, we did it before, we did the truma, ain't truma, so truma is nothing. Okay, so what do you find over here? That it's dibor, and he's getting rid of another dibor, so we see that you have the ability of dibor is mavata dibor. Amarava, Rava says, in order to answer for Rish Lakish, hachamai skinan, shekadam balabais, retarim is kirio. We're dealing with a case in which the owner, he separated Shuma from his pile before the other one, the Shliach, did it. To have the Maisa, then you have a case of Maisa. So it's actually the act that's getting rid of it, not just words. So you don't have a right anymore. Eitzvei Rish Lakish, now Rish Lakish comes in attack of Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says, Lo asi dibor vata dibor. He comes in, he says, Kol akelim yordam l'di tumasa machshava, you can go out in machshava, just with a thought process. Right? Meaning to say that if you think that you're done with this kli, now it is susceptible to becoming tuma, like we said before. So, it only gets out of tuma if there's some sort of shino or maisa, there's some sort of action that occurs. It's broken or something along the lines. Right? So we see that maisa, motzi miyad maisa, um miyad machshava, machshava inu motzi lo miyad maisa, velo miyad machshava. Bishlam miyad maisa lo mapka. Okay, makes sense that it doesn't get rid of a maisa. Lo sedim avat a maisa. Elo miyad machshava miyad tebek. It should be able to take it out of machshava, and we see it's not able to do it. So we see, unlike you of Yochanan, it says Yochanan back. Amalei shayne machshava de tumah. It's different. Chi maisa dami because it's considered like a maisa. Uki the Rapapa is going to order Rapapa the Rapapa Rami ksiv ki yitain ukurinan be ki yutan. How can you say how we worked out ki yutan dumali yitain dumi de yitain? It's got to be yutan, which is similar to yitain. Ma yitain de nichale av yutan name de nichale. So nice try. So the Gemara tries again in Rish Lakish. Eisur Rav Yochanan against Ritla Rish Lakish. Hashleich Yadlisha, someone says to get to his wife. Forget about Shliach and he give it to a Shliach. And he gets to the Shliach before he gives it over. Shalach Achrav Shliach sends it on after him. Varmelo says, get to the title called Batal. It's Batal. Hare ze Batal. So what do you see? That the husband's second words are able to go ahead and get rid of the original one. So we could say we are also that a woman's second words saying, I don't want this Shliach to work. She get rid of the first one. And therefore, not able to marry for her. To Yufta, the Reish Lakish, to Yufta, this knocks off. Reish Lakish, who says that ain't Diba Mata Diba, Yochanan, Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Filib Kamaisa, and even in the first version that we saw there, Machlokas, in reference to Kiddushin after 30 days, it goes like Rabbi Yochanan, Filib Kamaisa, Vafagav, the Ikalamim, if you can say Shiny Nesina's Mos, that Isha is different from giving the money to it, the Kamaisa is considered like Maisa, Filahachi Asadiba Mata Diba. Even so, in such a case, a dibor can come and be mevatel another dibor. Says the Gemara, Kashi hilchasa hilchasa. Amar tichasak Rabbi Yochanan, he said hilchasak Rabbi Yochanan, which means that the rule is that the dibor can come and be mevatel dibor. But kaimel and hilchasak Rabbi Nachman, but in reference to other cases, we say that hilchasak goes according to Rabbi Nachman. And in that case, Rabbi Nachman says that dibor is not going to come mevatel dibor. Diboilu, where do we find that? He's asked the question, Maushi Yachsar Vigarishbo. Let's say after the husband tells the Shliach, the get that I gave you is null and void. Can he return and use that get in order to go ahead and divorce his wife? If Nachman Amar, Chozer Megarishbo, you can go and divorce with that same get. Or if Shishas Amar, Eino Chozer Megarishbo, you can divorce her with it. But Karmel Chuskov Zer of Nachman, we say the lacha is like Rav Nachman. The husband can use the same get in order to do the divorce. So what do we see? That that us that this concept of dibor, asi dibor, is lo asi dibor mevatel dibor. The husband's getting rid of it doesn't annul the document. It still can be put into play and can still work. How can you do with the fact that we say that asi dibor mevatel dibor? Says Gemara, nehi debatli mitor shliach. The husband does have the ability to mevatel as a shliach. Mitor is get lo batli. But he didn't get rid of the whole status of this thing being a get. So lemaisa, asi dibor mevatel dibor. But at the end of the day, this document still remains a real document. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Be'ez Hashem, pick it up next time on Daf Yomi. Till then, I wish all y'all a great, great day.